Cooter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Lillian Wu. As brutal cold grips parts of the South and Midwest, large swaths of Texas still without power.
Some 2.8 million are without electricity. That number is down from yesterday, but still an awful lot of people, especially if you're shivering in your home. Part of Texas picked up some more snow and ice in the overnight hours.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. We're learning Americans did some hardcore shopping at the beginning of the year, sending retail sales surging.
The month-over-month January retail sales number, the estimate was 1.1%. We came in up 5.3%. If you strip out autos for the month-over-month for January retail sales, we came in at 5.9%. Pretty incredible numbers.
Fox's Cheryl Cassoni, there is a suggestion that inflation is starting to creep up with producer prices increasing. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Well, it's still in the 20s this morning. We're waiting for the new temperature from Maxwell Air Force Base. But the equipment at Danley Field, the station of record, has been broken for 2 days. So, we're still waiting for that to get fixed. That's very unusual. Anyway, not quite as cold today with a high temperature this afternoon into the lower 50s. That's better than yesterday's 35. Clouds increasing later. We're clear right now. Chance of late day showers. Periods of rain tonight and Thursday. Can't rule out a stray thunderstorm. But I think the best chance of any severe weather will stay in South Alabama, South and Southeast Alabama. Low tonight, 44. High tomorrow in the mid-50s. Then windy and sharply colder again Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high only in the mid-40s. It'll seem colder with the winds. We'll be in the mid-20s again Friday night as these shots of cold air keep coming. What a winter it's been. There's a new record now. There is 73.2% of the nation has snow cover on the ground.
Wow.
That's never happened before. There's your global warming tip for the day. We'll be in the low 60s by Sunday. Right now, this morning, we're still waiting for that new temperature. Okay, well, so we'll give you the old temperature. Well, Prattville right now, that's new. 29 degrees here at 9:05. Yeah. So global warming with...
It's now called climate disruption.
Right.
I feel very disrupted.
Climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people will try to pin me down when they see me in the store or somewhere. They say, so what's your... what's your stand on climate change? And that is the hottest football in the world.
Yeah.
And my answer is the climate's always been changing.
Thank you.
For billions of years.
Move on.
Next question.
You're at the hardware store.
Yeah, right. No, honest God, the church.
It's like, I need a new ratchet. Yeah. I'm trying to install something here.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, weather guy.
Tell me.
What? Climate change, go. Yeah. It's like Chris Matthews interview. Go.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Like, what is that?
So this is...
I agree.
Have you ever ticked anybody off with your answer?
Oh, well, you know, they expect... They're ready to jump on you if you're not on their side.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so I don't bite. I do have some... No, I was going to say something, but then
I think you play the middle. That's the way to go.
I think I'm not going to say something. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
You know, there is something that the new president does that is wise. I'm not even
go to bed at 4 o'clock.
I'm not going to say that. I'm sorry. I've taken too much time. Next question.
Yeah. Now he's going to talk about the hair on his legs.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's still one of my favorites.
I got hairy legs.
Oh, you got it.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I've got the whole clip here.
By the way. You know, I sit on the stand.
Yeah.
And it get hot. I got hairy legs.
He does.
That turn blonde in the sun.
Yeah.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
Yeah.
So it was trained and then watch the hair come back up again.
Right.
Yeah. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Yeah.
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
I bet.
I got hairy legs. There we go.
Bet you do.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I got all that ready to go.
That's your president, Joey.
You got to that hotkey so quick.
Oh, it's because it's one of my favorites. I never move it. Well, my new favorite is this one. It was back about a week or two ago. It was Anderson Cooper doing his QAnon investigation. Uh-huh. And this line in particular, this guy talking to Anderson Cooper saying,
I apologize for thinking that you ate babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. that's fantastic.
Sorry, Joey. I'm sorry for thinking that you ate babies. My bad.
I'm sorry that you were run by bipedal avian blue aliens.
Right.
Sometimes actualities are better than anything you could create comedy-wise.
Oh, the world is, you can't make satire anymore.
No.
It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys get to it.
Okay.
And
get your jacket because it is chilly out there, Rich.
Dog. You're going to have, I know that that Eddie's lap is very comfortable, but you're going to have to move.
Yep.
Chase, sorry.
He feels the fat guy warmth right here, baby.
Fat guy warmth. You guys have a good one.
See you, Rich.
See you, Chase.
Enjoy the cold.
Yes. Bit nipply.
Indeed. Indeed it is. Biden says spend big and push for a relief package. Okay.
Spend big.
News and views will begin here in mere moments.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation into a car accident led police to a gunshot victim. Montgomery police responded to the 5700 block of Express Drive for the car accident last night. At the scene, they found a man who had been shot. He later died at the scene. Right now, no arrests have been made. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 378,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 20,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Statewide hospitalizations continue to drop and are just over 1,100. And the Montgomery Biscuits and the American Red Cross are hosting a blood drive today at Riverwalk Stadium. You can donate blood from 10:30 this morning to 3:30 this afternoon. Donors will get a free T-shirt and be entered to win a pair of Biscuits tickets. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Attention all taxpayers. In the midst of the social, economic, and financial crisis facing many Americans, there is some great news for struggling taxpayers unable to pay their back taxes or with unfiled tax returns. Special programs with the IRS may expedite the resolution of your tax problem and may even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars, even forgiven entirely. If you are facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishments, or property seizures, you need this timely relief. Community Tax has resolved over $800 million for tens of thousands of struggling taxpayers and businesses for over a decade. Top rated by the Better Business Bureau and Consumer Affairs with thousands of five-star reviews, Community Tax knows how to resolve your tax problem with the most savings possible. For a free consultation and to see what you qualify for, call 800-237-9202. 800-237-9202. That's 800-237-9202.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon here on a Wednesday morning.
You can do it!
What?
Until the break of dawn. Life.
You know, we got a lot to get to today. Joe Biden, President of the United States, doing a town hall last night. And Donald Trump, former president. President Trump had a statement he put out against Mitch McConnell. Some call him the turtle. I like to call him the jive turkey of the Senate.
Turkey neck.
Because, I mean, he's got that...
turkey neck?
Yeah, that neck thing going on.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I mean, it bedevils many people of a certain age, but you'd think Mitch would have enough money to... Anyway.
He has enough money not to care.
But I'm a bit distracted as we begin the show because Greg has now made the decision. I believe it was Greg.
Yeah.
That he didn't want to watch Fox News anymore. Fox News explicit.
Right.
So often when we sit down, Fox Business is on here on the TV monitors. And they have the little chyron at the bottom. Like here it's saying holding Cuomo accountable.
Mm-hmm.
New moves being made with Robin Hood. But just a second ago, I love tuning into like a business network, whether it's Fox Business or Bloomberg or CNBC. At the bottom, the chyron says, Warren Buffett changing around his portfolio. Like, oh, really? One of the biggest investors in the world is shuffling his portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
What news? You know, sometimes the news just ain't new.
Now, did you see where he's moving any of his money to, Joey?
No.
Just curious.
No, I just assume he is doing these things. Now, I do know, now that pipeline, what do they call it?
Yeah.
The Keystone Pipeline?
Keystone Pipeline?
Keystone XL?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that that's shut down, any refined oil or any oil that needs to be refined, though it doesn't need to be refined much. What is it? The tar sands of the Great White North. They'll be shipped down on railways.
Mm-hmm. Who owns them railways, Joey?
I believe Mr. Buffet.
I believe he does, too.
So how convenient. But I just love headlines that's like, Warren Buffett, biggest investor in the world, is making moves. Like, yeah, that's how these things work. But let's start. We could go to Biden. I'll give you the choice, Eddie.
Okay.
Do you want to do some Biden clips from the town hall last night?
All right.
Or would you like to hear Donald John Trump's statement on Mitch McConnell?
I'll take Trump for 200, Joey.
Okay, Trump. Let's start there. This came out yesterday afternoon last night. And it came out very officially. A lot of places reporting on it did just the highlights, little snippets of the statement.
Right.
600-something words. It's like a small essay or a letter to the editor. So this is coming on the heels of McConnell. He did not vote to convict Donald John Trump, but he did put out a very feisty statement.
Yes, he did.
And essentially blamed the president morally, politically, all sorts of things for what happened at the Capitol on January 6th, plus more. And later in the show, we're going to have to get to this Glenn Greenwald piece on all the lies surrounding the Capitol 6 riot.
Quite a few.
All the media lies. We already brought up yesterday the unfortunate tragedy of Sitnik. But he didn't die by being bludgeoned to death by a fire extinguisher.
But that's what the report said, Joey.
It's what the New York Times report initially said. It's what they said in impeachment. The House managers brought that. But we'll get to
I've got
all
questions
that.
About that.
Here is statement by, you can see it on the screen.
I can.
Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. The Republican Party can never again, be respected or strong with political leaders, and that's in quotes, so-called leaders like Senator Mitch McConnell at its helm. The president goes on to write, McConnell's dedication to business as usual, status quo policies, together with his lack of political insight, wisdom, skill, and personality he has rapidly driven him from majority leader to minority leader, and it will only get worse. The Democrats and Chuck Schumer play McConnell like a fiddle. Now, that's a straight up.
Play him like a fiddle. They've never had it so good, and they want to keep it that way. We know our America First agenda is a winner, not McConnell's Beltway First or Biden's America Last.
In 2020, President Trump received the most votes of any sitting president in history, almost 75 million. Every incumbent House Republican won for the first time in decades, and we flipped 15 seats, almost costing Nancy Pelosi her job. Republicans won majorities in at least 59 of the 98 partisan legislative chambers, and the Democrats failed to flip a single legislative chamber from red to blue. In Mitch's Senate over the last two election cycles, I single-handedly saved at least 12 Senate seats, more than eight in the 2020 cycle alone. And then came the Georgia disaster, where we should have won both U.S. Senate seats, but McConnell matched the Democrat offer of $2,000 stimulus checks with $600.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? It became the Democrats' principled advertisement, and a big winner for them it was. McConnell then put himself, one of the most unpopular politicians in the United States, into the advertisements. Many Republicans in Georgia voted Democrat or just didn't vote because of their anguish at their inept governor, Brian Kemp, Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and the Republican Party for not doing its job on election integrity during the 2020 presidential race. And let's pause here from the president and his statement. Remember when Mitch McConnell backed a horse here at Alabama and that didn't work out too well?
Yes, I do.
Like, Alabamians went for Roy Moore over Luther Strange.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sense that if Luther had been untouched by McConnell and Senate Republicans, if they'd stayed out of Alabama's business, Luther could have gotten that nomination.
Man, I hope not, but you might be right, Joey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, brother.
It was the... Well, there's other things going on in that race, right. Of course. But all that money being poured in for Mitch McConnell didn't help matters.
Well, Alabamians do not like being told who to vote for.
So, Donald J. Trump continues. It was a complete election disaster in Georgia and certain other swing states. McConnell did nothing and will never do what needs to be done in order to secure a fair and just electoral system into the future. He doesn't have what it takes, never did, and never will. My only regret is that McConnell begged for my strong support and endorsement before the great people of Kentucky in the 2020 election, and I gave it to him. He went from 1 point down to 20 points up and won.
How quickly he forgets. Without my endorsement, McConnell would have lost, and lost badly.
Now his numbers are lower than ever before. He is destroying the Republican side of the Senate, and in so doing, seriously hurting our country. Likewise, McConnell has no credibility on China because of his family's substantial Chinese business holdings. He does nothing on his tremendous economic and military on this economic and military threat.
Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. And if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again. He will never do what needs to be done or what is right for our country.
Wow. Let me just repeat that. Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. Whoa. When necessary and appropriate, I, Donald John Trump, will back primary rivals who espouse making America great again and our policy of America first. We want brilliant, strong, thoughtful, and compassionate leadership. Prior to the pandemic, we produced the greatest economy and jobs numbers in the history of our country, and likewise, our economic recovery after COVID was the best in the world. We cut taxes and regulation, rebuilt our military, took care of our vets, became energy independent, built the wall, and stopped the massive inflow of illegals into our country, and so much more. And now illegals are pouring in, pipelines are being stopped, taxes will be going up, and we will no longer be energy independent. This is a big moment for our country, and we cannot let it pass by using third-rate leaders, again in quotes, to dictate our future. That is a statement of President Donald J. Trump. He was the 45th president, if you remember. In fact, I believe Biden is starting to get this sense of, like, can we stop talking about Trump? Well, tell your buddies in the big corporate press, and yeah, a lot of conservatives, I think it's an 80 to something number, greatly approve of the 45th president of the United States still. I think the impeachment upped his numbers. And in a second, we'll get to how a central story in the impeachment wasn't true at all.
How is that, Joey?
Oh, they made it up with anonymous sources. Sound familiar?
Heard that before.
They made it up with anonymous sources. By the way, we also have to get to this mayor in Texas that you brought to attention, Eddie. You know, he's kind of an a-hole. Excuse me, pardon me.
But,
you know, I don't completely hate what he said.
Right, I don't either.
Because, you know, maybe it takes one to know one.
He's telling people.
We'll get to it.
Got lots of thoughts on that.
As where Texas in particular has been hard hit with all these power outages.
Yeah.
Rolling blackouts.
A lot of people are moving into hotels. Hotels are full now. And a lot of hotels are starting to lose power. Those rolling blackouts. So people are going in their cars to charge their phone, drive around, get warm.
It's literally a perfect storm of the actual weather.
Yeah.
And then a electric grid that appears just not to be resilient in many different ways.
Also brings up some issues that green energy people don't want to talk about.
That's what I mean by resilient.
Yeah, I mean, for whatever reasons, our wind turbines froze up. So what's the backup? we got to wait for the sun to come out and the wind to blow again tomorrow?
That's why I love a particular book that comes to mind in times like these. The Moral. Not economic. Not efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Not greedy capitalist case. No, The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels by a gentleman named Alex Epstein. Not Epstein, Epstein.
Okay. Chicks look that up. But I do know
it's
this.
It's a great book because the point is that when it comes to being able to have the energy to make our lives run the way we've become accustomed to, but it's more than just, modern luxury, let's say. It's also making sure you don't freeze in the middle of a winter storm. Right. Which, we're always on the edge of that barbarism.
As strange as it sounds, and as modern as
people
we are.
Forget that.
Yeah.
So we'll get into all this as we
get going. But you know what burns good in the winter? Coal, baby. Coal burns really good in the winter.
Coal?
Coal.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Big, beautiful, clean coal.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Who do you like better? This is just a stupid question. Okay. Donald John Trump or Mitch McConnell? Hey, even if you're Democrat, there's such a thing as a binary choice.
Yep.
So if you want to call in, 272-9228, don't give me a speech about how it's not a real choice. If you're not going to answer the question, don't even bother. Mitch McConnell or Donald J. Trump? If you had to pick one, who are you going with? I think I know the answer already. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Larry Puckett had such a big month in January, they are continuing their used car blowout sale in February. They're having their biggest used car sale in years. All makes and models are priced to sell with 100 in stock and will price to sell once they get them on the lot. No matter the make, no matter your price range, come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville or visit LarryPuckett.com to look at other selections. Most new Chevrolets have 0% financing. Larry Puckett also has great financing and service departments. If you're still leery about going out and shopping, look online at LarryPuckett.com. Then call 285-9300 and one of Larry Puckett's team members will bring the car or truck to you to test drive. They'd love to see you drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Call or stop by today.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's
payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader. In the house.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm daring, man. I'm
April Marie Fogel will actually be joining us. Let's just hang out on the show.
Excellent day.
In a few shopping minutes.
See her.
Jack Campbell will not be joining us today. He needs his Jack time here on this Wednesday.
I can relate.
It's understandable. Yeah. Well, let's go to the phones. 272-9228 and go to Yaz Fan. Hey, Yaz Fan.
How you doing, man?
Good, doing all right, everybody.
Don't take Trump over anybody, any day.
Trump over McConnell, over anybody?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Trump is the man, man.
Wait, what if I could reincarnate and even make him more handsome? Ronald Reagan. You still picking Trump over him?
Reagan president, Trump vice president.
Okay, I see how it is. I got you. I'm looking at a picture of Roddy here, and I like. I get it.
I mean, they both think alike, both a lot alike, so they would make perfect, you know, running mate. You know.
See, I'm a sucker for Coolidge.
Just because you're
Silent
reading that
Cal.
Right now.
Yes, I'm reading Modern Times.
Well, the funny thing is my favorite president of all was always been Thomas Jefferson. You know, he's the one who got the Louisiana Purchase, you know, and kicked
the butt of the Barbary pirates using the Navy that he criticized John Adams for building. Gotta love a politician. And he wrote against slavery. He wanted to include that in the Declaration of Independence, blamed the king for it,
right.
And yet by his actions kind of expanded it.
Well, you know, can't be perfect, you know.
I know. I do like Jefferson. He's definitely a sphinx, though.
Even though everybody else hates him around, you know, all the new people, all the millennials and all the others don't like him very much, but, you know.
I think they just don't quite know their history.
Well, I love the quote attributed to Aaron Burr about Jefferson. Said he was the most charming and deceitful man I knew. No wonder he was such a good president.
Well, many of things were also said about Benjamin Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
That
he loved those French women.
He loved a big girl.
When you get hit by lightning, you know, flying a kite in a thunderstorm, you know, you kind of messed up some brain cells probably. I don't know.
Yeah, back then, you know, they didn't really think of them that dumb. But if I get out there and fly a kite today in a lightning storm, like, hey, idiot.
Well, and people can do that. People can judge Franklin all they want for his proclivities. But mm-hmm. it's a word called diplomacy. All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I thought he'd let you know, I love Trump. Trump is great, and I hope he runs again.
Okay.
Or his son, even if he doesn't, you know, his son or his daughter.
You're, of course, talking about Don Jr., not Eric.
Yeah. Well,
no way. Eric's the man.
Byron? No, I don't think so. No. But no, Barron, I don't think, wouldn't be Obama.
Yet. No, not yet.
But Don Jr. would be pretty cool, too. You know, he thinks a lot like his dad. So.
Oh, and Barron Trump's going through that awkward growing phase. Poor kid. Oh, I remember that phase. You lose all your hand-eye coordination.
And your dad's president.
Oh, yeah, it's got to make
people think your mom's super hot. Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, your dad's a billionaire president. I'm sure you got it bad. It's like, yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, man, I appreciate the call, man.
All right, how we going, guys?
Hey, bud.
272-9228. Duke!
Fella, man, I almost puked a while ago listening to that cat right there.
What is that?
To my Trump.
You gotta work on your gag reflex, man.
I'll tell you what, though. Help me out. Who you think I'm going to pull for over the two? Who will be my pick?
No, if you had to pick between Mitch McConnell
and, who you think I'll pick
and Donald Trump, who are you picking?
It's a toss-up, kind of.
You got to pick between the two.
I know. I'm going to pick, but, you know, my man going to be Mitch.
You going with Mitch McConnell?
Because he stood up to Trump, see? Everybody's scared to stand up to this cat, see? All those Republicans, they had all the evidence, and Mitch laid it out for them. Mitch told everybody that this boy did everything. But at the end of the day, he's scared just like the rest of them. I said, man, this old Trump bad boy now. He got everybody scared of him now. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have to go with Mitch because he stood up to this boy and he got everybody talking about him right now. Trump even throwed himself a little parade and everything the other day. I said, dang, this boy, he still wants some TV time, you know.
And TV still wants him. Eddie, what is your problem? Duke, you can call back because Eddie messed that up. Here, I've got $3,200 in my pocket here.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to give this to you.
Yeah, well, you want me
here,
to do it,
Joey? Here, no, take it.
Yeah, I'm taking it, Joey. Yes, yes, Joey.
And now I'm going to have to turn my back on you.
I understand why. Hey, Red Top, call back. Hey, Red Top had me laughing so hard.
And Duke, call back. I'm in the middle of a conversation here, and you cut him off, good sir. 272-9228. 272-9228. Yeah, it's so hard to find good help these days. So hard to find good help.
Talk to Red Top for a minute.
Hey, Red Top.
Hey, good morning. Of course, you know, roll tide, go Trump. I'm not necessarily interested in the whole family running for something, but and I can't place Laura Trump's face for some reason. But I'm all for it. And
plus, doesn't she spell Laura like Lara?
Oh, that's, yeah, she, I don't know. There's so many Trumps, I can't keep up with the whole genealogy here, but they're all good people. And is this a statement you were reading of Donald Trump from the past few days?
Came out last night.
Okay.
In particular, this part, which requires a Trump voice. You notice I didn't read all 600 words in a Trump voice, but this part requires a crappy impersonation. Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he really say that?
Oh, yeah.
He pulled no punches on him, man.
Oh, my gosh. And he's still banned from Twitter and all social media.
Oh, for life.
Yeah.
Twitter's done with him.
Oh, is that right?
I wonder if Twitter will be in service by the time he actually,
comes
you know.
Back around?
Yeah. Well, for the rest of my life, we'll put it that way. Think Twitter will be around? They're only a teenager, you know?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they claim to be so powerful, and yet they're constantly intimidated by CNN and the New York Times.
Well, like you said, a teenager. I mean,
yeah
you can't tell
they
them
They want
nothing.
To be one of the cool kids.
Right, there you go.
Okay, they're like, you know, Sandy. You know.
Golly. Well, this is wonderful, and it's so appropriate. I've been listening to... just passing by NPR this morning, and they're discussing the NAACP suit, NAACP suit against Donald Trump. It's really weak, and they sound really weak. And you know, of course, none of these are going to go anywhere, but they're going to sensationalize as much as they can. So, in Europe, there's a lot of stuff going on about the vaccines. It's looking like this first group of vaccines ain't gonna cut it because the British variant's gonna take over, according to the European news and BBC.
It depends on the vaccine, from what I'm reading.
Yeah,
and it could be. I'm not sure of how how this variant's going to react with people. I think we jumped the gun on calling the measuring up the danger and sizing up the danger of the first variant.
This is true, and the British are jumping on this next vaccine, and apparently, just as we discussed in the past, they are the kings of genealogy and genetic research and modification, all that, in the whole world.
Especially
big time. You know, hence the Westminster Dog Show.
Especially when it comes to dogs.
That's where it all started, guys, and they've been on top ever since, so that's why so many of these vaccines come out of there. And they're on top of it. I saw an interview with British folks last night that really surprised America's not really pumping into it that much. They're trying to encourage America to pump into it, but more so they can have more people besides the Chinese dealing with this. So, and let's not, briefly, let's not forget tomorrow, 2:55 p.m., the Mars rover.
That's right.
It's going to be live on ABC, I do believe.
I figured several news channels would carry it.
I hope so.
Me too.
So I'm encouraged. You guys have a great day. I'm going out of range, but I'll be listening.
All right. See you.
Happy pain. Bye. Duke, I'm sorry about.
I thought maybe I said a bad word or something.
Eddie just didn't sleep well last night.
Every once in a while, I slip up and say something I don't need to say now. I'd be wanting to say it, but you know my tone said, "Nah, hold
don't
it back.
Wheel.
Hold it back."
Don't
wheel. Yes, sir. But I'll vote for Mitt Romney. I vote for him because he never stood down to old boy.
Did vote for Romney or you would?
I would. Okay. I would right now.
Now, is the only reason you vote for him, Duke, is just because he's never stood down to Trump?
He never backed back, you know. And, you know, the rest of them, like Mitch, why he went halfway the other day? Why go halfway, Mitch? Hey, if you're going to stand up all the way. You're going to get talked about anyway. Huh?
You got a point. You're going to be a bear, be a grizzly.
Well, it turns out he stood up enough to get a spanking. So, you're right. He did go the half measure.
What sense does that make right there now? You know, why you want to put the bad boys on you for hand stepping?
Actually, Duke, you hit the nail on the head. And this is the problem with McConnell and a lot of establishment Republicans. They do the half measure thinking, we'll be magnanimous and they'll listen to us next time and be fair. No, Mitch, that's not how it works.
You got to watch it back anyway. So say it all. Do it all.
That's why I admire
about old Romney. He go ahead on and say his little thing and look at you and smile at you and go on.
Well,
that's what he's supposed to be. That's a real man right there, see? The rest of them, hell, I don't know what's going on with these cats.
Romney's a CLB in my book. Pierre Delecto. Stupid Twitter name.
I'll take all that. He can be whatever. He can be all the above. That's my man right there because he stand up to Mr. Trump.
Okay.
So somebody told me a few weeks ago, said that us Democrats need to move on. But Trump won't move on. Until Trump move on, we'll move on. Hell, like I said, he had a parade of that. I thought I'd seen a read.
No, I got a feeling it's going to be like a lost love affair where people break up. They go and get married. They have kids, but they still pine for those past days. It's going to be ugly, man. It's going to be terrible at Thanksgiving. It's like, honey, where's your mind at? You haven't eaten any of the turkey. I'm thinking about 10 years ago.
I thought it was an old clip at first. They showing him riding out through in the car and everything. I said, who's this? What's going on here? They said supporters out there supporting them and everything. These people still bring up all this gas they claim that's going up.
On the codependence between Trump and CNN is a remarkable thing. It's a toxic love-hate relationship right there.
And Sean Hannity's about crazy as hell, too. He on this.
That's Sean doing his job. Sean's been doing that for years.
That boy, that's something else, boy.
Well, I got to run, Duke. Appreciate it.
I know it, man, but I appreciate you guys.
Hey, take care, Duke.
272-9228. This part of News and Views is part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Before the month of February is up, if you'd like to transfer those old home videos, especially of the kids, you don't want to lose these great memories. Maybe it was like a kindergarten graduation, maybe like a Little League game. Could have been just a random weekend afternoon where you caught some great footage of the kids together and the family together. Dan Black Studios can bring these old videotapes into the digital future. Just give them a call at 279-6036. And when you call them, be sure to let them know you're a News and Views listener, because the 50% off discount is only for News and Views listeners on all these videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file. We've had many listeners take advantage of this, and they came back quite happy. Had a great call yesterday about it, so check it out today, Dan Black Studios. They can also edit together raw video footage you may already have shot. They can do full video production for TV commercials, online branding videos. Say you're a business owner and you want to get the word out, your name out, Dan Black Studios is a great place to go. Dan Black has earned that professional reputation over 35 years, well-known in the broadcasting world, and for good reason. He's in high standing. Dan Black Studios, check him out online at danblackstudios.net. Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces, Facebook as some call it. Or again, that number, 279-6036. When we come back, we're going to introduce our lovely, talented guest who has made the trip down through the wind and the cold and the flurries, the freezing rain.
Right there. I thought you were talking about me.
No, you're always around. You're not a special guest. You're a sidekick at this point.
But all those descriptions.
I'll give you talented. I ain't giving you lovely, big boy. More News and Views.
If you just dressed as well as I do.
There it is.
I got nothing there.
We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it, or you can trade it in, or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Folks, we'll get back to News and Views in just a moment. First, let's talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you this fine Wednesday?
I'm not bad. Happy hump day to you.
Happy hump day. What kind of deals you got going on?
Hey, Brubaker Kia, the new K5 sedan, best warranty in the business, one of the most modern, well-designed cars on the market. Buy a brand new K5. You can lease one for $199 a month, or you can lease a Sorento, sport utility, completely redesigned, $299 on our leases. And these are, you know, the residuals are good. These are, if you ever even thought about leasing a Kia, now's the time to do it. $199 on the K5 lease, $299 on the Sorento lease, or you can buy either a 2021 Soul or Forte for $16.9. And that's with no payment for 90 days on top of that. Like going on at Brubaker Kia.
So stop by the Boulevard or check it all out at brubaker.com. Appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Here we go again. Another storm system affecting the state. It will become breezy with a risk of showers this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight and Thursday. Low tonight 47, Thursday's high in the mid-50s, then windy and sharply colder Thursday night into Friday. I think we're barely in the mid-40s on Friday and into the mid-20s on Friday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of all the changes. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com. Make your next move, your best move, call
MCS. MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I can't walk out. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader. And welcoming to the show this fine, well, really chilly morning, April Marie Fogel. How are you?
Good morning. I am well today.
Good.
So nice to be here with you guys.
Yeah, we saw each other when you were filling in for Dan Morse, but it's fun to have you here on News and Views so we can hang out.
It's like my old stomping ground. It's where I first came to the station.
Right.
I'm very excited to be here.
But I understand that you, I mean, you're doing time with all sorts of talk hosts all over the state. And
it's true. I do occasionally cheat on you guys.
It's fine.
I love a microphone.
Yeah. We have an open relationship here. I understand.
I love the microphone. So, yeah, it's a true story.
I can relate.
Usually I do Fridays in Mobile, this past Friday my kids were all home for a water main that broke at their campus.
Ooh.
So I pushed it, and then we ended up with snow day. So it's been a weird talk radio week for me.
Yeah, and if there's just a brisk wind, they'll close schools down in this state. So.
Well, I thought they were being ridiculous by closing the schools yesterday for, you know, a, quote, snow day. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up, and there was actual snow.
Oh, there was.
And I was so excited. We went sledding. I took the kids sledding.
Oh, so Birmingham actually stuck.
Okay. So, and it was so funny because usually in the morning, if the kids don't wake me up, I like tiptoe around and, you know, I'm like, woohoo, quiet time. Yeah. But then I got up, I opened the door to my bedroom and I looked out the window and it was snow. And I was like, everyone get up!
No, those like, are good memories.
Is the house
too
on fire? I don't understand.
Of all the memories of early childhood, the one when there was a blizzard here, when I was like five or so, that memory sticks. Oh, I remember doing a snowball fight with my uncles and dad and... it was just, we're sledding. It was so much fun. So that's a good memory. That's a good day. Here before, we're running out of time here.
I
know. Hour.
We'll have to, more commercials.
Yeah. Steve.
Good morning, Radio Free Montgomery.
Hello.
How you doing, Steve?
Good morning.
The last place where free thoughts are still allowed before they silence the mic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I wonder where all the hatred and the ill will towards Trump was from McConnell when he was appointing his wife to a position there. There was a lot of love going on then.
And it might have been more convenient love.
Well, don't forget, she was one of those that resigned in solidarity and in protest of the what happened at the Capitol. She resigned like 3 days before she was going to be fired anyway or be out of office. And I'm like, hey, talk about some backbone.
That's right.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you're going to get canned anyway. So just go ahead and make a statement.
Here's the thing. Right. In politics and with as is much of life, loyalty matters, right?
Yep.
And so the people who left at that very last second going, oh, I don't stand with Trump, forget you.
Right.
Forget you.
Well, and it's one thing to criticize, but do so in a way that shows your loyalty. You're not leaving. You're saying, I don't like this, but I'm sticking with the party. I'm sticking by you. I don't think what you did is right. But this was get out of Dodge. And this was kick the man while he's down.
This is kick the man while he's down. Yeah, exactly. It was and try to be redeemable for life afterwards. This is after Lincoln Project and all the other people said they were already going to go after anybody who was left standing with Trump. So they're like, well, maybe I won't let the door hit me on the way out.
Right.
Maybe I'll look like I, suddenly changed my mind on Trump at the very end. But I hope history is unkind to those people.
Well, and, Trump, it may be hard feelings because Trump could be so transactional. It's like, look, Mitch, I'll make Elaine, is that her name? Elaine Chao? Beautiful name. I'll make her transportation secretary if you give me a foot massage, Mitch.
Oh, come on.
Or the equivalent thereof, judicial appointments, massage those judges.
I have no words.
She didn't even wait for the band to start playing on the Titanic.
Oh, no, she's out.
Oh, yeah.
She was out. But, Mitch reminds me, and he's about the same age as Nancy, and they're all these career politicians, that they all made their wealth at the taxpayers' feeding trough, and they've been there for years. And see, that's why they hated Trump so, because he was not of that, not of that origin. And they couldn't pull him into the mafia. And so that's why they hated him so.
Right.
But anyway, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, bud.
Plus, he wasn't full-blooded Italian anyway. He couldn't be a made man. Not in that swamp.
No.
272-9228. We got to hit this top of the hour break early because we got some ads here. We got to pay for the show.
Yeah, we do.
But coming up, I do want to get into this Glenn Greenwald piece that talks about the exaggerations, if not outright fabrication.
It was such a phenomenal piece.
It is.
I sent it to a dozen people.
It's very, very good. Though Jack makes fun of me for saying that often.
You're very good.
Very good. But no, this was, in fact, very good.
I'm so glad you're bringing that up.
And there are so many heretics these days who've been Democrats their whole life, but now find themselves on the outs. They've been kicked out. They're had their, the back given to them. I have to turn my back on. I just watch Goodfellas over the weekend. I So, second hour of News Reviews coming up. We'll get into this Greenwald piece as well as what's going on in Texas. And I still want to get to that story about that mayor there.
Okay.
Can we talk about what brought me to town that has me all angry as a little mad hornet?
We can get to that. You're sticking around for the rest of the show.
I am going to be here for pretty much. I might dip out a little early to go get for an Ash Wednesday service.
Okay.
But that would be like two minutes
fine.
Early.
Yeah, that's fine. We got plenty of time.
Thought we were going to grab some lunch.
Should totally do that. Well, we should leave Joey here and us go get some lunch.
That was our plan.
Hot date with Eddie Bader.
We'll be right back.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how